side of the world. I mean, where to begin? I mean, overall, it was a great final. We both fought so hard, and we were grinding from the first point. And I thought, you know, I did really well. I won that first set 6-2. I was up a break in the second. I put myself into a position to win the match, to serve it out. And, you know, I think that at end of the second set, I got a little bit nervous. I got a little bit tentative, and that was my big mistake. And I let her come back into the match, and it just, you know, then again, the third set, we were fighting, and it was so close. I mean, it was a few points here and there, and I was 2 points away from winning. We was 30 all, and at 6-5, 5-4, I don't remember, we played so many games, but I needed to come up with you know, better serves, better shots at those times. I needed to do that. There was a big chance, and I kind of let down. So, and then afterwards, you know, she's a tough player. She's not gonna give you anything. You have to earn it yourself. And I knew that, and I did not execute, you know, when it mattered, and that's why I lost the match. But overall, it was a great fight, you know, from both of us. And I'm happy for Simone that she got her first title here in New Orleans. I think it's in here.
It's the radio. It's the radio. That's all. Just move it slightly forward. That's it.
Yelena, you said told your coach that you're freaking out.
I'm not freaking out. I'm just nervous. It's normal. I'm a human being.
I mean, that's what you said.
Of course, I think we all get nervous. I mean, it's part of, you know, of being a professional athlete, and it's just a matter of how you control it. And I kind of let those nerves take the best out of me, and that shouldn't happen. But and I think overall, you know, it was long 2 weeks, and I was, you know, full of emotions. You know, like I was just overwhelmed, you know, and excited that I'm in the final, and I put myself into a position to win. It's like, it's almost like a dream. You know, because I never thought I was going to be here, in the beginning of the tournament. So it's been an amazing 2 weeks, and yes, of course, I'm disappointed that I lost this final because I really had a chance to win and hold that trophy. But I'm still proud of myself and my team that how far I came. Yeah, how far I came into this tournament and what I've achieved.
When did those nerves kind of creep in? Was it because you're up 3-1 in the
second? No, it's just that, you know, those couple of times, you know, that I was up a break, and, you know, it was, I think, 4-3, 5-3, I lost the game, and 5-4, again, you know, I wasn't able to come up with serves, and, you know, all these previous rounds, you know, I was able to kind of rely on my serve and really execute and just do what I needed to do to close the match out, and I just started making all these double floats. I was being tentative, and that was a mistake. But that's what that's why I lost the match. I paid the price.
How did you feel physically today compared to the other?
It was a tough match. I mean, we were running left and right, and it was a long point. And physically, it was not easy out there, but I'm not going to make an excuse that I lost because of my physical, maybe a lack of energy or something, but I felt, you know, yeah, I felt tired. It's part of, you know, being out there for 3 hours, but I should have given, you know, the last, you know, like atoms of my power and energy to come up with better serves, you know, when I was serving to close out the match. And that was something I'm regretting, but it's the way it is. The better one wins, you know. You cannot do everything perfectly all the time, and that's why you have one winner and one loser, and Simona was the better player today.
Yelena, your matches against her have always gone 3 sets. They've been very tightly contested, another one today. So what is it about her? She's number 3 now. You've kind of seen her rise up. What is it that makes her special out there? Is it just consistency? There's got to be something more.
She's very consistent. She's a very solid player, and I think her biggest quality is that she's a big fighter. She's not going to give you any free points. She's not going to give you anything. And if you're going to beat her, you really have to beat her. And I was beating her in that first set. I was coming to the net. I was being aggressive. I was executing my shots when I had the chances. I was, you know, taking those short balls and coming to the net and really trying to, you know, take control of the points. And I did everything fine, you know, like I said, you know, until the end of that second set where I was serving for the match and I never come up with the goods. And that's what it was. I could have won 6-2, 6-3, or 6-2, 6-4. But, you know, it's what it is. And, you know, like, she just is going to run all these balls down. She's very solid. She's very consistent. She's going to fight like crazy. And we all know that. And I knew it. You know, she's not going to make any mistakes, you know, especially those crucial times of the match. That's why she's number three in the world. There's a reason for that, because she's playing so great. She's not giving you anything. And if you're going to win, you have to take everything in your control and risk and execute it, go after your shots. And I didn't do that at the end. And she put always one more ball in the court, more than I did. You know, when it mattered. And like I said, you know, she was the better one, especially at the end. You know, that third set, you know, she got on top of me and won that match.
A lot of breaks were served in this match. Is it by part of the great returns, or do you think
I was holding my serve fine, you know, like just until the end of that second set. And since then, I wasn't able to hold it. It's unbelievable what I did. First set, I was holding it very well. I was serving well. I was, you know, I felt really confident with my serve. Second set as well, you know, until the middle of that second set. And then third, well, it just was up and down. I couldn't hold it. If I could hold one more time, you know, I was up again, 3-2. In the third set, I was up a break, and I never could hold my serve. And I needed, you know, if I, you know, just could call Karlovic to serve two serves, you know, and that would do the job. But I guess I didn't have that Karlovic serve in me, you know, when it mattered.
He's coached you on your serve before, right?
He did actually help me, you know, and when was that?
Like, in Miami?
Yeah, last year he did, and as well, like, in 2013, and I really had a good year, you know, a good season, where I was serving so well. I was one of the top servers, you know, that year when it came to service percentage and winning on the first serve points and all these kind of things. But, you know, and now, where was it? You know, it was missing, you know, when I needed it. But, you know, overall it was a great final. You know, it was, you know, a pleasure to be a part of it and to be at this stage. You know, it means really a lot to me. I never thought I was going to be, you know, here, you know, talking to you guys on the finals day. It's been an unbelievable 2 weeks for me. I've gone through so much with injuries, with my back, I torn a muscle. I just could not put myself together and just, you know, do my job and just enjoy playing tennis. And then here I was, like, playing and battling with a number three player in the world, and I really had a chance to win, and it's disappointing. You know, no one likes to lose, especially not in the final. But still, I can only be proud of myself and hopefully continue to rise up.
It's been 14 years since you played here first time.
Yeah.
So what do you remember from that time, and how do you compare yourself and like a facility of this tournament to that back in 2020?
What do I remember? I remember that I just turned 16 years old and I got my first wild card into this tournament. I was number one junior in the world. I won Australian Open Juniors. And I came here. I was like the kid in the candy store when I saw this professional tennis player that I saw on TV that I admired so much, that I got to see them in person live, and just be a part of the tournament was just so special. And then I won a round, which was like crazy, overwhelming. I could not sleep that night when I won it, when I won that first round match. That was like, at that time, as for a 16-year-old who just turned 16-year-old, it was just amazing. I mean, and how far and how well this tournament has developed, and you know, the improvements that they made throughout the years have been tremendous. And you know, thanks to our tournament director Steve Simon and everyone who has played a role in, you know, making this happen, it's unbelievable. And I love it here. I really do. You know, it says it all. You know, I've been coming back for 14 years. I mean, there's nothing to not love about this place. It's so relaxing, so peaceful, and yet it's a big tournament. It's like a fifth Grand Slam, and it's a two-week tournament, and it just does not feel like it. And the support that we have from fans, and it's just how close they get to us, and then, you know, the motivation and inspiration that they give me, you know, they have given me throughout the years, have been incredible. So I appreciate that very much as a player, and hopefully I can keep coming back in a few more years until I retire.
Do you think this tournament is going to give you more, you know, ambitions or belief for the weeks to come?
Yeah, I've showed, you know, once again that I, you know, I can play and I can be up there and I can, you know, that I belong, you know, in the top, that I can play some good tennis. So it's just a matter of, you know, being healthy and as well believing in myself, you know, not having doubts if I can do it, if I'm able to play at a high level or not. But I've shown that I can do it again, and hopefully, you know, it will give me, and it has given me a lot of confidence and a lot of belief in myself that I should, you know, continue to work hard on my game and everything to be even better and compete with these, you know, top players, you know, from week in, week out.
I mean, your serve, you're saying that you struggled with it, but was there something that you could pinpoint as why you could come up with the goods on your serve?
I told you the nerves.
Just
got nerves, and my arm was super heavy, I could not even lift it. I mean, I don't know if you guys know that. I mean, you if you play sports and if you get nerves, this is what happens. And I just could, I don't know, the arm wouldn't go up. I could not exit, I could not hit through the shot. That's what would happen. And I'm saying it honestly. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say excuses. It's just the way it was, and that's it. That's, I mean, I'm human. I was so excited to win and to kind of do it all, to you know, be the champion once again like I did in 2010. And unfortunately, it didn't happen. And that's it.
She was making, she's usually a quiet player, but she was making quite a bit of noise there, grunting quite a bit. Are you aware of this when you're out there?
No, I was just focusing on my game and focusing on my play and what I needed to do to win.
Any
other
questions? Okay, thank you.
Oh.